You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
Local Government Minister Simeon Brown has appointed a Crown Observer to the Wellington City Council. This is a response to what the government has said is a council in shambles. The government is also reviewing the management of highly disputed land at Ehumatau that they purchased from Fletcher's Building in 2020. Māori Development Minister Tama Pōtaka said he is working on finding a constructive and enduring solution. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to the Labour Party's Willie Jackson about both of these topics. I also asked about the changes in Aotearoa's media landscape, most recently the changes at Whakaata Māori. I started by asking about the Wellington City Council. Do you think it was necessary for the government to intervene in Wellington City Council?
No, what we would like to see is the type of advice that the government got. They've been democratically elected, so they need to be very careful there. If we see the advice, we will be able to tell whether it was the right decision or not. I mean, this government came out, you know, with a hiss and a roar. In terms of, they've claimed all sorts of things about the Wellington Council. So let's see if the advice actually backs that up. I mean, the reality is we're saying the squabbling around the council table is grounds for a Crown Observer, then they should appoint one at the cabinet table. So they have to be very careful there. A democratically elected council and mayor. Yes, we know there's problems, but we want to see the advice.
And what is happening with the situation at Ehumatau?
So Ehumatau is an agreement that was made with the previous government ourselves. So it was a five-year agreement. And it's about them having the opportunity to make decisions on the future of their land. We're hoping and we want housing over there. But you have a five-year agreement there, and that agreement must be honoured. You can't just go in and say, "Well, that's the end of things, Maoris. It's time to shut up shop." It's an independent setup facilitated by Kingitanga with local iwi. They're in charge. So Maori need to be given their opportunity in terms of independence, in terms of tino rangatiratanga. You don't have to have the government interfering all the time, and attacking Māori initiatives, and that's been the case with this government over the last 12 months. Constant attacks on Māori. Ehumatau is a delicate situation. Don't just play the big bully here. Give them the opportunity to come up with something. Just do not interfere, and honour an agreement. Māori deserve the time, space. The time and space to work out their future, and we don't need a government breaching an agreement and attacking another kaupapa Māori initiative.
Do you think Tama Pōtaka has approached the situation appropriately as Māori Development Minister?
Not at all. I don't think he's respecting the situation enough. He needs to work in with people who he knows, who he's worked with before. And this is a delicate situation. He knows Māori are gathering right now against this government. There's a hikoi that's going to be coming to government within the next 3 or 4 weeks. I think it's within the next month the hikoi is going to turn up at government. That hikoi is all about responding to the government attacks on Māori, not just... at Ehumatau, but we're talking about in terms of treaty legislation. We're talking about Te Reo Māori. We're talking about the Māori health setup that they got rid of. We're talking about attacks on Māori workers. This hikoi is in response to what they're doing, and Tama Pōtaka should be aware of that rather than supporting or coming up with an idea in terms of attacking what's happening at Ehumatau.
Do you stand by all of the decisions Labor made when the issue was being discussed in 2019 and 2020?
Yeah, of course. I was part of their decision making, and I was proud that we came up with something that was palatable and acceptable to the communities and to our people. It was and we think for this country it was a very win-win decision we found. And people have to get an opportunity, and Māori and communities have not had those opportunities. So the deal gave Māori an opportunity to come up with solutions in terms of ihu mātou. We're talking about a very sacred area and a very special area in terms of Māori, in terms of this country. And that was a well thought out decision. I'm proud of what we came up with. Now they have to now come up with their solution, and I'm hopeful that they will. There's no guarantees on this, but I think we acted principally and admirably as a government. We've given them the opportunity. Let's see if they can come through with the right response for our people out there.
And what has your response been to recent changes in the media landscape, including most recently at Whakaata Māori?
Well, again, we have a government that doesn't seem to have a plan for media, and that's what we're waiting on. We're waiting on a plan in terms of media. We've got a new minister, Paul Goldsmith, who's said a few things, and but where's the plan in terms of local media? Whakaata Māori are now struggling because you have a minister who's basically said he's not going to get anything from the budget. That's incredibly disappointing. Māori media has always been on the back foot compared to national media, national TV and mainstream television and mainstream radio. Radio New Zealand, we're given a huge resources from the Crown. Māori have been given some resources from the Crown, but still miles behind mainstream media. So I'm really disappointed with Tamapōtaka's response to Whakaata Māori. And I'm really disappointed because in a mainstream media sense, not just mainstream media, right across the spectrum, there's no plan from this government. We're still waiting on what's happening with the Fair Digital Bargaining Bill. And we want to see some action. So I want to see a government prioritise something that's really important, which is the media landscape.
How does your approach to broadcasting differ from Goldsmith's?
Well, we had a plan in place. We did things. We funded and resourced Radio New Zealand, for instance, which hadn't been resourced for 10 years. We gave an extra $25 million to Radio New Zealand. We were looking at a coordinated strategy in terms of media outlets, in terms of Māori. We gave record funding to Māori, $90 million, I think it was, in the last budget. And so Māori broadcasting was being looked after. On top of that, we introduced a digital bargaining bill. So the approach is, well, we did things. We had a strategy. We brought in funding that hadn't been seen before. We brought in resourcing. We still had a long way to go, but I think it was a major difference in what we did compared to what they did.
And I just want to close by asking one last question about the Wellington City Council again. How does the situation in Wellington compare to when Labor appointed commissioners to the Tauranga City Council in 2020?
Well, Tauranga City Council was totally dysfunctional, and so we had no choice at that time. But to make to replace the council was in a dysfunctional state. Wellington, and that's why I'm saying we need to see the advice here. They've put in an observer, to be fair to this government, they have not gone all the way as we did. So all we're saying is let's see the advice. Is it, if you're accusing it of being dysfunctional, let's have a look at that. Because democracy, those sorts of decisions are big decisions. So we know there's problems. Let's be upfront about that. I'm in Wellington now, and I talk to people. We know there's problems. So let's hear it. Let's see what the problems are. We're only listening to speculation at the moment. But as far as I know, it's not totally dysfunctional. So there are some real key differences here. And we'll see what the observer has to say. But we'd like to see the advice that led them to putting that observer in.
That was the Labour Party's Willie Jackson on the independent commissioner being appointed to Wellington City Council, the government's review of Ihu Matau, and the cuts at Whakaata Māori.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.